It's the 11th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An investigation by Bedfordshire Police uncovered a criminal operation run by two men in their 20s. Text messages revealed that Tyrone Baker directed illegal drug activity through Sandy and Biggerswade, backed up by his younger associate, Oliver Hamilton. In addition, the two men responsible for the exploitation of children and the annexation of a vulnerable individual's home. The property was used as a base to store weaponry and hide the unlawful proceeds obtained from the work of four children, who were used to distribute heroin, ecstasy, cocaine and cannabis. The organisation was estimated to be making around £70,000 a year. The two men were found guilty of drug-related offences, with Barker receiving a 9-year sentence and Hamilton having to serve 6 years behind bars. Wilko stores across Bedfordshire will be among those negatively affected by the announcement that the homewares chain, first established in 1930, has entered administration. A potential takeover bid by the Gordon brothers, owners of the Laura Ashley brand, might be the retailer's only hope of survival. An assault committed by Thomas Burden of Shefford last October at Dunstable's Quadrant Shopping Centre will cost him 2 years in prison with an additional 2 years on licence. The 22-year-old communicated negatively towards his victim before approaching her. He then repeatedly struck her in the face before tightening his grip around her throat, restricting her ability to breathe for close to a minute. Once released, Burden will be forced to comply with a restraining order. London Luton Airport is celebrating Luton Town Football Club's upcoming season in the Premier League with a giant grass painting at Stockwood Park. The positive endorsement can be viewed along the airport's incoming flight path. That's all for this week. However, I will be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.